In this lesson, we go over your baby's sleep timeline so that you understand exactly what should be going on as your baby gets older throughout their first year. After the first 4 months of sleep becomes more organized, you have probably noticed that your baby is taking fewer but longer naps. It's at this age where you can help your baby by putting them on a schedule of organized morning and afternoon sleep and start looking at the clock a little bit more while also still watching their cues. Why the clock schedule? Well, our bodies naturally follow a 24-hour clock, which controls changes in the body that helps us sleep. After 4 months of age, babies start to follow those patterns called the circadian rhythm. If we put them to bed while their body is naturally telling them that it's ready for sleep, a couple of great things happen. First, it's easier for them to sleep. No more bouncing, rocking, or driving them around to try to quiet them down and get them to go to bed. And second, we get that healthy, restorative sleep that we keep talking about, which will make them better rested and happier during their awake times. So we need to really be respectful of their biological sleep rhythms and those early bedtimes, which I'm going to talk about very soon. There are better times throughout the day that are biologically appropriate for babies and children to be sleeping, just like we as adults. It's during these optimal times that they are able to get the best sleep possible. It could be the matter of tweaking your baby's schedule slightly with time. Also, early bedtime is key to avoid putting down an overtired baby. A better rested baby accepts sleep better at night. You can be flexible with bedtime based on how naps went during the day, meaning you can always bump up bedtime to earlier if you feel daytime sleep hasn't been that great, okay? Your focus may be on what's happening at night, but let's direct our attention to daytime naps and bedtime, and if your baby is following an age-appropriate schedule for either. Sometimes just by making these small tweaks to your baby's sleep schedule, their night sleep can improve because now we are working towards a better quality of sleep, which means less restless night sleep. So let's talk about self-soothing. You've heard that term, I'm sure. You've read every article you can on it. Your head is swimming with the difference of opinions, okay? Most sleep experts will tell you that your child needs to learn how to self-soothe, right? In order to fall asleep on their own. Now, those who are opposed to sleep training will tell you that self-soothing doesn't exist and all you're teaching your child is that you are abandoning them. Well, what if I told you to forget trying to teach your child to self-soothe? Let's forget that term altogether. At the end of the day, you aren't teaching your child to self-soothe. Instead, you are showing them that they are able of falling asleep themselves. Capability. That is the amazing skill for your child to learn. And they show us the signs, and sometimes pretty early on. But often we mix them up and we confuse them. You know, your little one may suck on their hands or fingers, and we automatically assume that these are hunger cues. They may grimace and groan, and we think it's because they need us to pick them up and help them settle. But that's not always the case. There are also signs that they are learning to self-regulate and soothe. Signs that they are able. When the science of sleep is taught and understood, and we are working with all the sleep tools of the sleep training toolkit, we can eliminate much unnecessary crying and anxiety. Our goal is to work with our baby's basic biological needs and body clock and give everyone the gift of sleep. They can do it themselves. They can be happy and content in their sleep environment and not need you right away. They can be calm and fall asleep peacefully on their own. We want them to know that we believe they are capable. They can do anything if we allow them the chance to do it. So stop teaching your child to self-soothe. Instead, teach them that they are able. Here at Good Night Sleep Site, we believe a nap is not just some sleep babies get during the day. It's about getting the right amount of consolidated sleep at the right times. We want to take the amount of time that babies need to sleep during the day and sync it with their natural sleep rhythms, their circadian rhythms, to make it strong and healthy. A healthy consolidated nap is one that is at least an hour in length. If you have a short napper, okay, and so common, you're probably seeing classic 35 to 45 minute naps, okay? That's because the sleep cycle, a cycle of active and quiet sleep, is about that long. For our babies, at the end of their sleep cycle, they are waking, and then they are not able to put themselves back to sleep. So a consolidated sleep is at least two sleep cycles long. In order to lengthen out those naps, we have to give your baby time to practice the skill of falling back to sleep throughout their nap, which can be more difficult, definitely not impossible, as their sleep drive during the day isn't as strong. And here's how I want you to look at it. This is how I explain it to parents. Naps are not options, okay? We provide you sleep schedules to follow, but I want you to look at naps from, you know, X time to X time, it's nap time. Whether your baby is awake or asleep, that is nap time. And that is the amount of time that they are in their crib. This way, your baby is going to get the most practice time and opportunity that they can have to have a long and needed restful nap. And you won't be second guessing on whether to go and get them to end the nap every day. The more time you can give your baby the chance to fall back to sleep during a nap and consolidate that nap, the quicker they will start napping like a boss, okay? So again, naps are not options. So how many naps should your baby have? Well, a quick guide is that from 4 to 6 or 8 months of age, we would expect 3 naps, okay? A long morning nap, a long afternoon nap, and a short cat nap in the late afternoon. Somewhere around that 6 to 8 month mark, they can start to tolerate a longer awake time before bed, and the cat nap then disappears, okay? Once the cat nap drops, we would expect them to have 2 naps until about 15 to 18 months when it drops down from 2 to 1 nap. If your little one is refusing a nap, nap regressions happen, okay? There are periods when they don't seem to want or need to sleep, especially when figuring out a new milestone. But if you follow these guidelines and continue to offer sleep at the same time, you'll probably find your little one falling back into routine and taking naps again until it's the right time to drop them. So let's talk about your baby and night feed. Hi, I'm Alana McGinn, founder of Goodnight Sleep Site, and this was just a small part of one of my audio lessons in my Do It At Your Own Pace sleep programs. All lessons in our online sleep programs have full audio lessons where I'm explaining each step of the way so that I'm able to come along with you throughout the process. It's an affordable solution for parents who want the plan, who want the exact schedules, methods, and solutions to help your child sleep better for your child's specific age. As I shared in this sample of the baby sleep schedule lesson in our online baby sleep program, when your baby goes down for naps and bedtimes matter. It can not only help your baby take longer naps, but help you eliminate night wakings as well. In this full program, you will have all multiple sleep schedules for 4 to 12 months of age. I also provide you with information on our 3 sleep training methods that families are comfortable using and have been proven to work since 2007. I'll advise you on the best time to start sleep training, how to set up the perfect sleep environment, and which bedtime works to help your little one fall asleep easily and without crying. All of that information is available in your baby sleep guide in my online baby sleep program. For this full audio lesson and all audio lessons in this program, including your baby sleep guide, click the link below to get started.